back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. Nice win by the Bucks last night. And thanks for taking my call. The infrastructure plan put forth is totally awesome. It's good for everyone in the country, and it's badly needed. So I'm glad that Biden and Romney were able to work together, and hopefully this whole thing will go through, because it's got to be done. Trump was going to do it, but he never got that far. So, and as far as the next part of it, do whatever you got to do to get that through also. And the last comment I have today, and when you have time, please talk about Gableman and Voss, about this voter deal in this state, because it's just reached the point being totally stupid. Anyway, thank you, Biden. Have a good day, Matt.
Okay, yeah, thanks a lot, Paul. A couple of things. Yeah, we hit Gableman and Voss very hard in the show, you know, at the top of the 6 o'clock hour. And just to boil it down, he hires Gableman, who served one term in the Supreme Court and had two ethics complaints filed against him and didn't run again in 2017 because he knew he'd lose. This guy, one of the ethics complaints was dismissed by the Judicial Commission. The Supreme Court locked 3-3 in whether they should overturn that and get him. And so they reinstated by default the lower agency decision. So he got out of that one. The other one, one of the law firms in Milwaukee provided free legal services for him. Apparently he didn't pay for him on in front of the Judicial Commission and so forth. And, you know, he drew another ethics complaint, which never went anywhere. But this guy has no business. What are we doing? Inspecting what? The November 3rd election? Paul, what I said before, Trump is demanding they bring in Cyber Ninja, like Arizona. And Voss is afraid to do that. He'd like to do it. He's afraid to do it because in Wisconsin, enough's enough. And he brings in Cyber Ninja here, and that could cost them some elections coming up. So he's trying to go kind of like Cyber Ninja light, you know. So he hires three cops at $3,200 a month and Gableman to sniff around the state and intimidate poll workers. Yeah, it's disgusting. It's not going to work. Yeah, and on the Bucks, 2-1. If we had won that first game and we were ahead right till the end, should be 3-0, but we're in good shape. We can very possibly sweep from here on. We can go back in Atlanta tomorrow, knock them off one more time, come back here, polish them off, and probably take on Phoenix. We'll see. But anyway, great thing, great result. Yeah, and on the infrastructure, right, at least get what we can get. Get the hard infrastructure right now. Good union wages, thousands of jobs, rebuilding our bridges, airports, roads, water systems, broadband, and then, you know, go with the other on budget reconciliation. Absolutely. And one other thing I want to throw out, a very interesting development with Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney's the one I mentioned, had said that he trusts Biden. He trusts Biden. And he will break the filibuster. He'll get part of the 10 votes to push this thing through. You know, he's acting responsibly. But the other thing we didn't get to, and this to me, I'm reading tea leaves. But over the weekend, Romney blasted Trump for the big lie. The big lie is simply the way we put it for all this relentless attack on the November 3rd election. The big lie, it ginned up the January 6th insurrection. At every level of the Republican Party, you have people who are well-known, were well-respected, and are considered substantial people saying that there was something wrong with that election. And sometimes they'll do it kind of light. They'll go, well, something wrong with that election. Let's put that in the past. Make sure it doesn't happen again. Let's hire three cops and Gableman to go around the state and scare poll workers. You know, when you draw into doubt the result of a Democratic election at that level, the only people in the Republican Party who are fighting that are Mitt Romney, Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, and a few others. And you have Trump at a rally in Ohio shooting his mouth off with the big lie. We got to stand up against that. That is a lie. It does undermine democracy. It resulted in the January 6th insurrection. It's resulted in voter suppression legislation in Georgia, Arizona, Texas, Florida, and a lot of other places. They're going to have to be unraveled either at the polls or through judicial process. I mean, something's got to be done, and it's important to keep on that. But the thing that fascinates me about this is Romney is really taking it to Trump. People normally don't do that. Romney's 74 or 5 years old. People don't normally do that if they're just sailing into the night, into retirement. They do it because they have aspirations. I think Romney may be giving thought to running for the Republican nomination in 2024, and I hope he does. I hope he does. I'm a strong Biden man, and Biden's doing an excellent job, and we're going to get behind Biden, but it's always nice to have a hedge. And if the other side is Trump and something takes a bad bounce and he gets back in, this country's in serious shape. Something takes a bad bounce and Romney gets in, there'll be a lot of things I don't like, but I will believe that he'll stand up to the Russians. He'll stand up to jihad. He will also stand up for our democracy. And so it's important now. How's he going to do in a Republican primary? I don't know. I mean, Trump has some serious problems with the DA in Manhattan, which we're going to get into in the next hour. Serious problems. You have this DeSantis fellow down in Florida, the governor, who's truly bad news. I mean, truly, truly bad news. The thing I think that'll sink him is just an intangible. The guy never smiles. I mean, he does smiles. It gives you the shivers. I mean, you know, you have to have a guy, even if you don't agree with him, who you think, well, you know, he's a bad guy. I mean, you know, he doesn't dislike me and he isn't hating on me. This guy looks very glum all the time. That may hurt him. The rest of them are a joke. You know, Cotton, Paulie, Cruz, Rubio, Lindsey Graham, all these people, they're a joke. They're all a joke. But it's important that the Republican Party have somebody up there who stands up for our democracy, And I think that Mitt Romney will. Doesn't affect my support for Biden, but it's a hedge. It's a hedge. And to get back to the infrastructure bill, which Wisco Paul brought up, I don't want to bifurcate it. I want one bill with all $2 trillion or $1.9 trillion. But if that's not possible, I definitely want the one with thousands of good-paying union jobs, rebuilding our, I call it hard infrastructure, our shovel-ready infrastructure, modernize. These are capital assets. They last 40 years. Some of the stuff we haven't touched in 80 years. Capital assets. You can't have a modern economy without good roads, airports, water supply, broadband, the whole thing, bridges. I mean, you can't. This is restoring our capital assets. It's a capital expenditure. It's recoverable. And frankly, it's not as much money as you think. In a multi-trillion dollar budget, if you spread somewhere between $900 billion and $1.2 trillion over 12 years, it's about $100 billion a year, probably. And what? To repair our capital assets? You've got to do it. You've got to do it. And the rest of it, you know, the rest of it, very simple. You're going to do that based on budget reconciliation and keep fighting and keep fighting and keep fighting. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.